ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। यतधान शुवैधान भवन्ति न भवन्ति च एवं भूतानि भूतेषु चोडितानि शमायया। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When seeds are sown in the ground, they sometimes grow into plants and sometimes do not. Sometimes the ground is not fertile and the sowing of seeds is unproductive. Similarly, sometimes a prospective father, being impelled by the potency of the Supreme Lord, can beget a child. But sometimes conception does not take place. Therefore, one should not lament over the artificial relationship of parenthood, which is ultimately controlled by the Supreme Lord. Purport: Maharaj Chitraketu was actually not destined to get a son. Therefore, although he married hundreds and thousands of wives, all of them proved barren, and he could not beget even one child. When Angira Rishi came to see the king, the king requested the great sage to enable him to have at least one son. Because of the blessings of Angira Rishi, a child was sent by the grace of Maya, but the child was not to live for long. Therefore, in the beginning, Angira Rishi told the king that he would beget a child who would cause jubilation and lamentation. Maharaj Chitraketu was not destined to get a child by providence or the will of the Supreme. Just as sterile grain cannot produce more grain, a sterile person by the will of the Supreme Lord cannot beget a child. Sometimes a child is born even to an impotent father and sterile mother, and sometimes a potent father and fertile mother are childless. Indeed, sometimes a child is born despite contraceptive methods, and therefore the parents kill the child in the womb. In this present age, killing children in the womb has become a common practice. Why? When contraceptive methods are taken, why don't they act? Why is a child sometimes produced so that the father and mother have to kill it in the womb? We must conclude that our arrangement for so-called scientific knowledge cannot determine what will take place. What is enacted actually depends on the Supreme Will. It is by the Supreme Will that we are situated in certain conditions in terms of family, community, and personality. These are all arrangements of the Supreme Lord according to our desires under the spell of Maya, illusion. In devotional service, therefore, one should not desire anything, since everything depends on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11, Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyenu krishna anushilanam bhaktir uttama. One should render a transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. This is called pure devotional service. One should act only to develop Krishna consciousness. For everything else, one should fully depend upon the Supreme Lord. Should fully depend upon the Supreme Person. We should not create plans that will ultimately make us frustrated. So, in this chapter is like a flashback. Sometimes we see in certain entertainment programs that something is shown and then something very exciting is shown, and then we are taken back in time to show what has happened before this excitement thing has happened. The reason is that when we show something very exciting, we automatically get attached and want to hear more about that exciting thing. And then our attention of the past becomes more. If things are happening normally and then something exciting happens, then we are not very focused on the normal things. But when we show something exciting and take people back in time, people pay more attention to that. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam has the same qualities as Krishna. Krishna is very encouraging. And similarly, Bhagavatam is also very, very encouraging. So, in the previous chapters, we saw the amazing devotional qualities and attributes of Vritasura. Very exciting. The whole chapters, the last few chapters are very, very exciting. Very, very important for the sadhaka, as His Grace Govind Prabhu was mentioning last Sunday, that this particular chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatams are very, very important for a sadhaka to really focus upon. So Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami told Parikshit Maharaj about how glorious was Vritasura, even though he was born in a demon's body, and he explained to him the glorious death of Vritasura. So automatically, the focus, the attention of Parikshit Maharaj went to the point that what is it that they gave him the body of a demon, even though he was a great devotee. So then Sukadeva Goswami takes on a flashback. Just imagine if this chapter was before Vritasura, and we see here a king, very powerful king, getting attached to a silly thing like a son dying. It is not silly in one sense. It is very, for parents, it is a very, very, very deep thing. But from the pure devotional point of view, see, for what Bhagavatam is talking about, if it talks about a person who got attached to a child and is crying and crying and crying, what will, you know, we'll find something not very exciting. But the same person was attached when a pure devotee or pure devotees intervened in his life, what was the result of that was told to us before. And then we become very excited to know, well, let us hear about this personality, Chitraketu. What he was. And then even though what we are reading right now, it appears to be Angira Muni is talking about, in one sense, very mundane subject matters. That sometimes the father is fertile and my mother is, difficult to talk also. It is just, so difficult to speak about this in Bhagavatam with all this renounced order sitting in front of you. It's so difficult. But Prabhupada is detailed explaining. Prabhupada is an amazing person. You see his purport. He is covering all the permutation and combinations of when there is a child and when there is not a child. The father is fertile and the mother is sterile and all these things. And father is not fertile. But all these things, it makes complete sense to us, because the ultimate result of this preaching is the pure devotional attributes of Vritasura. Many times, we are all sadhakas, and we all, I know for sure in my own personal life, and people who I'm trying to serve and help, we all go through this situation of, as the difficulty of children, of getting them in the world. We all go through this situation. For all brahmacharis, you should know that. It is just a terrible thing. In fact, you'll be surprised. To bear a child, it's becoming more and more difficult in the world. Not only for devotees. Even karmis in general, you've seen that more and more karmis having difficulty because of the artificial way of living and everything like that. For devotees, it's some other reason. No need to go into that reason. But when we have these problems and we are here to become pure devotees, we become very disheartened. We become very morose. What is this? Why the hell I got married? If I got married, you are obliged to have children. It's very disheartening. But when we read such verses from Bhagavatam of a king who was in the similar situation, who was desperately trying to get a child, and as Vraj Bihari Prabhu said, he became a karorpati. He became a pati of crores of wives in his heavy endeavor to get a child. Can you imagine this person's dedication? How focused he must be, can you imagine this? How focused he must be to really become a crorepati? 1, 2, 3, 4, thousands and thousands of wives to get one child. Can you imagine the desperateness of a parent, or rather desperateness of a father to become of a person to become a father? What is this to do with pure devotional service? Nothing. What is so great? You become a what people have to go through to become father? It is so obnoxious. But what has that to do with pure devotional service? But it has everything to do with pure devotional service. That's why this flashback was shown. What result? What this person became, Vritasur? What a great devotee, even though he was in the form of a demon. Because of the powerful preaching of Angira Rishi and Narad Muni. Narad Muni and Angira Rishi, in this 8 verses that we'll be covering, we have covered, I think, 2 or 3, and there'll be 4 more. In these verses, Angira Muni would be talking to King Chitraketu about the temporariness, about the shallowness of material life. All these verses talk about that temporariness and the shallowness of material life. But this few days back, I was hearing a class by Bhurijan Prabhu, and he was quoting Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami, one of the Sandarbhas, he says that this type of preaching, where we talk about the temporariness of the material world, the emptiness of the material world, the shallowness of the material world, negativeness of the material world, as we talk about, is not actually bhakti preaching. It is jnani preaching. Jiva Goswami writes in the Sandarbhas. Our bhakti is so high. Bhurijan Prabhu was mentioning that this sort of preaching of, you know, how the material world is useless, how it's so temporary, and as he's talking in the last few verses, and as he'll talk in the further verses, Angira Muni, it is not actually pure bhakti preaching. He's talking about this. Therefore, one should not lament over artificial relationship of parenthood. He's saying that you should not be attached to artificial relationship of parenthood. Jiva Goswami says that Mahaprabhu Chaitanya has given a higher philosophy, not just negating or removing the negative, but actually being situated in the positive. Jnani preaching is, this is negative, this is negative, this is, material world is useless, it is temporary. But bhakti preaching is to get detached from this and get attached to Krishna. That is bhakti preaching. Jiva Goswami writes in his Sandarbha that is really bhakti preaching. So as we see in this case, also Prabhupada is a very expert in getting this point in this particular purport. He in the end writes, Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulina krishna lushilinam bhakti uttama. That he brings in the aspect of pure devotional service. And that pure devotional service is nothing but a developing a relationship with Krishna and everything that is connected to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has been very nicely glorified by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I think. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Shiksha Purusha Puranam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kripa Ambuddhir Tvam Aham Prapadde. Right? There Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. He is teaching us Vairagya. No doubt, Vairagya is very important. But what is real Vairagya? Nirbandhas Krishna Sambandhi Yukta Vairagya Uchate. That things, this can be used in Krishna's service, Sambandha, should not be rejected. That's the higher principle of Vairagya. Not just negating, but to actually use things in Krishna's service and to develop relationship with Krishna. To develop relationship with things that are connected to Krishna. That is what is being taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is bhakti preaching. That is the highest understanding of bhakti. So similarly, if we just take this episode of Chitraketu Maharaj lamenting over the death of his son, the similar situation in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela of Shivas Thakur losing his son. During the night kirtans of the Lord, they are performing ecstatic kirtan All the great devotees of the Lord were present with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And suddenly, because of some disease, this son of Shivas Thakur left his body. And Shivas Thakur could hear some sort of wailing and crying inside the room. He went there and he saw his son was dead. Same situation. Every father is addressed to his son, whether it is Shivas Thakur or Chitraketu Maharaj. No doubt about that. But the reaction of these two personalities was different. Shivas Thakur was very happy, not that his son was dead, but he was happy that his son died in such a glorious situation. He told his family members that if you cry too loud and you disturb the kirtan of the Lord, I will myself commit suicide and drown the Ganges. And the family already had suffered from one blow. They didn't want something else to happen. So they somehow controlled their emotions. And Shivas Thakur went right outside and joined the kirtan and started dancing with the same enthusiasm. But slowly, the news spread. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said there's something wrong with this happened which is not supposed to happen. And he was informed that the son of Shivas Thakur is dead. And then comes a very beautiful line by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Shivas, why didn't you inform me? You should have told me this and it had happened a few hours back. And then Shivas Thakur said, how can anything inauspicious happen in the presence of your most auspicious personality dancing in my courtyard? How can anything be inauspicious? That's why he said, I waited and didn't disturb your ecstasies and your dancing. And didn't want to disturb the ecstasies of the devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his mind just a few days ago, he had decided to take sannyas. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was crying. He said, how can I give up and leave these devotees who are giving their life in my service? He was feeling very difficult to take sannyas. Because these devotees have given their life. And then he uses the word that they have developed such deep relationship with me. Chaitanya Bhagavat explains, such deep relationship with me they have developed. How can I give up them to take sannyas? So, the secret of the reaction of Shivas Thakur was because he had not only developed distaste for the material world, but simultaneously he had developed complete attachment to the Lord and his devotees. That's the perfection of bhakti. Otherwise, we become jnanis. We just say, this is useless, this is negative. This negative is not enough. We have to get attached to something positive. By nature, the soul wants to get attached to things. That's the nature of the soul. To hang on to something, to catch up to something. The nature of the soul. So if you just tell the mind that, well, nothing is useless, and everything is useless, negative, the soul wants to get attached to something, and the soul gets attached to all things which are material by nature. The way we see here. We all have seen this, right? To the extent we don't develop attachment to Krishna, to that extent we develop attachment to so many material things. Even in devotional service, even after so many years, 10, 20 years of Krishna consciousness, we find devotees getting attached to silly things. Silly things like a television. Seriously, in one sense, whatever little service I am able to perform to help those devotees, many devotees, they suffer from this disease of watching television. It is really surprising in one sense, but what to do? It's a fact. Devotees have not developed the attachment to Krishna, and we still get attached to as silly thing as a television, knowing the complete philosophy, there is simply some rays dancing in front of us. And we are just getting captivated by some rays. We are just get so completely engrossed in that to the extent that we are not able to say no to it. What to talk of other desires? Television. Silly thing. Very silly. Why? Because we have not developed complete attachment to Krishna and complete attachment to his devotees, complete attachment to the holy name. Krishna, one of his name is Madan Mohan. And Madan Mohan deity is known as the Sambandh Adi Deva Murti. Am I right? He is the Murti to establish relationship. Jayatam Surdao Pangor Mamamanda Matergati Mat Sarvasupadam Bojao Radha Madan Mohano. Beautiful words of glorifying Lord Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan is a person, if we worship him and please him, he will help us to re-establish our relation with Krishna. But till the time we are attached to Madan and all the things that are expansions of Madan or Cupid, and one of the powerful things is television, we will never get mohit by Krishna. We will not be attracted to Krishna. Not possible. So sambandha, relationship, is the key. If you see, analyze throughout the day, a devotee's life is simply engaged, or rather should be engaged, in some or the other deepening and solidifying our relationship with Krishna and his devotees and his holy name. I was going to speak on this relationship, and some or the other today in the morning we had a wonderful interaction with His Grace Krishna Nam Prabhu in the DT room. And he was telling me, some of the Krishna speaking through him, he said, most important thing in the devotee's life is to develop relationship with the Vaishnavas. I said, this is amazing. I was going to speak on this, and here is one of the very sincere and serious devotees mentioning the same thing. I was sitting and dressing the deities. Prabhupada in the cassette were talking the same thing about relationship. How everything is nothing but boils down to relationship. And this was more than evident that, well, I must speak something about relationship today. Because this verse is also mentioning the same thing. Till the time we don't develop relationship with the holy name, what we are doing in the morning? In the morning we are trying to develop relationship with our guru in the form of guruastic prayers. By understanding the glory of the guru, we are trying to develop relationship with the guru. By seeing the 8 verses which amazingly, supremely glorify guru. Many a times we are just half sleepy, not knowing what we are singing. Not knowing what we are dancing for. How can there be a relationship when we are sleepy? You cannot be saying, I want to have a relationship. You cannot have a relationship like that. If you really want a relationship, you have to be active, fired up people, right? So when you are singing, Shri Guru, Samsara Dava prayers. These are very special prayers. We are trying to develop a relation with guru. Who is guru? What is the relation of guru with the disciple? And then after doing everything, we're trying to develop relation with the holy name. 1.5 hours, 2 hours, intensive chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Intensely struggling, beating our sleep, beating our lethargy, we're trying to develop relation with the holy name. And then we come in front of deities doing Shingararti, we're trying to develop relation with Krishna in the form of his Archa Vigraha. To get more and more attached to Archa Vigraha. While I was dressing deities today, His Holiness Radhana Swami was speaking in his lecture where Krishna was hearing about deity worship. Am I right? He was talking about deity worship, how you should be attached to deity worship, and there's the most supreme way to develop relationship with the deities and darshan of the deities. So the whole spiritual day that a devotee leads. Recently, devotees, the brahmacharis had gone to Vada for 2 days. Everybody is looking very fresh. Maybe tired, but fresh. They are looking tired, but fresh. Why? Because the whole purpose, as I understand, that they go is solely to develop relationship with each other. No management topics. Because usually management doesn't allow relationships to happen. So solely for the purpose that everybody jumps in that well and swims together. Look, quite silly externally speaking. What is the matter? How do we develop relationship when we jump together in the water? Or when we have prasad together? But the thing is, what is connecting us when we're doing things together, the connection, the relationship, is Krishna is there. He slowly but surely connects us and solidifies our relationship. That's the purpose of devotional service. To some or the other, spend all our energy and time to develop relationship with everybody. Relationship is not developed simply casually. It requires tremendous investment of time, energy, and focus. It is not something very casual. You have to be constantly thinking about the object of your relationship.
to develop relationship. Otherwise, it cannot be casual. It has to be very focused. So what is the, once we establish relationship, what happens? The outcome of a good relationship is there's tremendous love amongst, with the object of relation. For example, whatever relation we develop with Radha Gopinath, we have great love for them. When the temple was closed for 4 months, devotees were in tremendous separation. Too much difficulty. Congregation members were practically blooping. Because no Sunday feast, you know, no Brahmachari association, no darshan of the deities darshan from so far. I asked Vaishnav Seva Prabhu, he said that at that period of time, the number of people going to the internet to have darshan were the maximum. Because everybody was having darshan on the internet because they couldn't have darshan of the deities. Everybody was, because they have a relationship, and they want to develop more and more relationship because there's great love. That love is important. And what is the result of love? The result of relationship is love. And the result of love is sacrifice. When you love somebody, you want to sacrifice. The gopis of Vrindavan are considered to be the greatest devotees of Krishna. Aradha Bhagavana, Vrajashtanaya, Taddhama Vrindavana, Ramya Kachitu Pasana Vrajavadu. The Vrajavadus are the greatest devotees. Even though there are so many great devotees, but ultimately Mahabhu Chaitanya said, of all the devotees, everybody is great, but still the Vrajavadus are the greatest devotees of Krishna. Why? What is the reason? Because they had developed such relationship with Krishna, because of the relationship, they had developed such intense love for Krishna that their mood of sacrifice was the highest. And this was epitomized by the story of Narad Muni going to the gopis to take the dust. Let us really for 2 minutes understand this story. You know, every time we hear this story, it is most amazing story. It is quite a simple story in one sense, but the amount of deep understanding we can gather from the story is enormous. Here is Krishna having a headache. And he says, well, everything is tried, all the Ayurvedic medicines, and everything was tried, all the balms and everything. The queens were trying to press his head. All the top queens. But Krishna said, no, not going. He said, only if I get the dust of my devotees will it go. So Narad Muni went everywhere he went. He said, all the great devotees, give your dust. He said, impossible. Krishna's and dust, impossible. But see the spontaneity of the gopis. It is not that the gopis tried to analyze it for some time and then after analysis they gave the dust. They didn't spend some discussion. You know, they went into a small meeting and said, what do we do? You know, Krishna has a headache. We don't like it. You know, we feel sad that he has a headache. So they asked for a dust. So what should we do? Should we give or not give? I said, better to give, you know, because it will, you know, it might relieve our headache. We might go to hell. That's okay. They didn't discuss like that. The spontaneity was the epitome of their sacrifice. They just said, Narmu, the moment he finished the statement, they said, they were ready, they were already scraping the dust off there from the feet. They said, take more. If you want more, take more. Then Narmu said, you know what is going to happen to you? I said, we know very well. What do you think? We know very well. We are going to go to hell for eternity. I said, even if it solves Krishna's headache for a second, we are ready to go for eternity. Can you imagine this develop of sacrifice, the love that they developed and the mood of sacrifice that they developed? They're ready to do anything for the object of love. That is sacrifice. That is real relationship. It is not just that we hear these stories and we say gopis are great. I'm not a gopi, so I can't do anything. We have to also learn to sacrifice. Many times as devotees, you know, we see that, you know, when we spend a lot of time in Krishna consciousness, what really diminishes is the mood of sacrifice. And what really usurps our consciousness and usurps our life is the mood of comfort. Not only physical, but overall comfort. Sacrifice means inconvenience. And the opposite of inconvenience is convenience. It is not easy to please somebody. It is not easy to sacrifice. It is explained that in the material world, the highest example of sacrifice is the mother for the child. And I can see how much mothers for being a father of a young child. I know what the mother has to really go through to raise a child. The mother is a devotee. She's running, hankering to hear the class in the temple. She comes running with all the struggle, putting the child to, giving the child the bath, and child is demanding all. As soon as she reaches, the child demands something. She's sitting. And the moment the child makes a sound, everybody's looking at the back. The mother has to go out. Can you imagine this? I have seen it in my own eyes. We are happily sitting in the room, but the child cries once, everyone looks at the bag, and the mother has to go out. All enthusiasm is gone because she has to sacrifice for the child. She is willing to do that. That's love. Are we ready to do that for the devotees? Do we have that love to give up our happiness for the pleasure of the devotees? That's not there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also summarized this aspect of Vairagya. He said, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavita va jagdish kamaya, mama janmani janmaneshwari, bhavatat bhakti ahetu kitvai. Birth after birth after birth, I want loving devotional service. I don't want anything else. One of the books I was reading by one of the great disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he writes that we should, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to be spiritual capitalist. The capitalist, what does he does? He does some investment and he wants the profit and he wants to enjoy the profit. But here, what we are doing is we are doing an investment in Krishna by putting our love in Krishna. And we say, Krishna, I don't want anything. Whatever profit you get, you again add it to the investment only. I don't want to do anything. I simply want to sacrifice everything. I don't want any benefit from the love that I give to you. Right? Many times we love somebody and we accept some benefit. That I love you for 10 years, 11th year I want the benefit. But pure devotional service is ahaituki apratiyata, as mentioned in this verse. Right? Sorry. Anya abhilashita shunyam, this verse says. Anya abhilashita shunyam means what? No other desires. 7 except serving the Vaishnavas, serving the Lord and developing relationship with the Lord. When we have such attachment, when we have such dedication, when we have such love for devotees, only then we can really, really get rid of the silly attachment of the material world. Many times we simply keep on thinking, what is wrong? What is going wrong? The reason is we are not spend enough time in developing relationship with the devotees, with the holy name. And it is not that we try for some time and we realize, well, does it really work? A simple example. Spiritual life is nothing but to do the same thing again and again and again and again. Same thing for years. Nothing changes. Same chanting, the same time. Sometimes for many of you, the same place you sit for chanting. Everything is same. I remember when I do Aarti on Fridays, I know Gaurang Prabhu is sitting, always standing right here. There is so much standardness. Everybody stands at the same place. It's not they've been told, but it's the same thing. Everybody comes and stands there only. Is it right? We don't really tell that you are standing here now. And for the next month it changes, you stand here. Everything is same. So sometimes we get bored. Prabhuji always sits here. I saw him coming like this and he was sitting there. He was not comfortable. He came right in the front. Some other, he has that rasa to some other sit here and encourage the speaker by his great laughter. So that's we do the same thing. Same thing, same Sunday feast, everything. But sometimes we feel that, well, is there any change in happening? I was just buying some ticket a few months back. We buy tickets, and
we put the hand in the ticket window and they did the ticket. So I saw that wood which is there on the ticket window had practically had a depression. And the same depression as if people are putting the hand and, you know, for a wood to get depressed, it takes a long time, you know. You know, for a wood. So I saw that, you know, maybe this window was made in 1970s or 1980s. And it has not been changed ever since that time. People are putting their hands and depression, you know. So it is practically from a depression. Then I learned a very deep lesson from this depressed ticket window. He said, if you do the same thing again and again and again, it will make an impression in your heart. There will be depression of Krishna's lotus feet created in your heart. It's fact. When you take a ticket, you don't realize it, but you are adding to that depression. After years, you will see that depression creating in your heart. Bhakti is like that. Sometimes we try for many and we feel, I try in a relationship. Every time I try, that person is so cold. No relation. It's just, you know, so difficult. There are some devotees who are very cold. You just go with full force. Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. You know, it's so difficult to have a relationship like that. You know, I'm talking about external relationship. Of course, relationship doesn't really get limited to external. It is much deeper than just hugging and, you know, doing things like that. It's much more deeper. But we keep on trying again and again and again and again. It will cause a depression. So, my dear friends, let us get enthused. We have to keep on trying for the rest of our life. Be sure it will create a depression in your life. If the wood can get depressed by hands of the people buying ticket, how much more? This powerful process of bhakti, doing it again every day, will create a depression. Will create an impact. Will get an impression in our heart. We will be able to develop relationship with the holy name which looks so far out. Holy name looks very far out. Holy name and me, no relationship. Krishna and me, no relationship. We are so mechanical in serving Krishna. No relationship. But doing the same thing again and again and again and again and again. That's the process. Sadhana bhakti. Don't get depressed. There's a beautiful PowerPoint presentation I received some days back. It talks about four candles. But it's a karmi thing, so we will spiritualize it. There are four candles which are burning. One candle can be... I tried to spiritualize it. One candle is like poor sense control. The candle of poor sense control. Second candle is of no attachment to the holy name. The third candle is no desire for devotional service. So one first candle, all the four candles are talking. I said, sense control is difficult. I better go off. There's no point just burning. So difficult. Sense control, impossible. TV, I go mad when I see a TV. Where's the sense control at all? When I see a vada pav wala, I still go mad. Jumbo vada pav. You still go bumbo on that. You know, you just go bad. Still that same desire is there. When I still pass through the old pani puri wala stall, I literally have to struggle to say no to it. Of course, I had selected. I was just becoming a devotee. So I was saying, let's spiritualize it. Let's let my pani puri eating become spiritualized. So I selected a stall. His name was Krishna Pani Puri Wala. So I said, this was my neophyteness. I'm still neophyte. But I saw that this is very nice. So first 1 or 2 years after becoming a devotee, I would eat pani puri there. Krishna Pani Puri Wala. Ragda Peti is Krishna, you know. But then I said, well, this is not good. So what I would do, I still had to eat it. So what I would do, I would go to him. I said, moment you start making for me, till time I finish eating, you have to chant Hare Krishna. So I would pay him 20 rupees extra. He said, you would make pani puri, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So I would tell him, chant. So he would make it, till time I finish you eat. So I said, now just see, the person was chanting Hare Krishna when he was making prasad for me. It's bonafide. Why? Because I couldn't say no to this. I couldn't say no. There was a particular pav bhaji wala stall which I was so mad at eating. You would just make nice. I said, just do one thing. While you're doing this, just say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And you would do it. I said, by doing this, you will do faster also because it will synchronize. You know, mouth and this thing. So that's how attached we are.
So poor sense control. One candle. And other candle is saying, no attachment to holy name. And every morning I take determined effort to not sleep. But every after 20 minutes, 21st minute, I'm off to sleep. I don't know how it happens, but it happens. No attachment. And no desire for devotional service. Whatever desire is all external. Internally, I have no desire. Externally, I'm running around doing book distribution and doing everything. But internally, there's no enthusiasm. I'm just doing it for the heck of doing it. So all the three candles decided to blow off. I said, no use. Right? So now a small child came. I said, well, all three candles are all finished. But one candle was still going on, the fourth one. And what is that fourth candle? The candle of hope. He said, don't worry, my dear friend, fourth candle told the child. You take me and light other three candles. When you hope in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. I remember Radhana Swami quoting one. He said, we have hope against hope in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. No matter how fallen we are, we have hope in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. It works and it will work not only for me, but for everybody in the world. If we have that hope, we can perfect our life. So a thing which looks very tall order, looks very difficult, can be easily achieved by this fourth candle of hope. So let us have hope in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya that one day after doing the same thing again and again and again, there will be an impression in our heart. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, anybody has any suggestions, any improvisations? All my senior God brothers and my devotees sitting here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.